This is a CKTZ News Update. I'm Lonnie Taylor. Today we are speaking with the Cortez Island Museum's new managing director, Melanie Boyle.
My official title is a managing director slash curator here at the Cortez Island Museum and Archives. I'm sort of incoming. I'm shadowing Jane Newman, who has been the director here for the last, 4 years. So it's been great. We've been really fortunate that I've been able to shadow her. The museum has been able to have both of us on staff until the end of May, when Jane goes on to resume her art practice. She's got a show coming up at the Schoolhouse Gallery, Canada Day opening. I've got a really good team of board members. They're working very hard to keep the museum running. There are just two of us paid staff. Jane and Gina does a lot of the day-to-day operations as well. And so I'll be stepping into Jane's role. So we have the museum here, which is Museum and Archives, and it's both like a gallery portion and then these wonderful archives that we just had a big campaign. Now they're online. So you can search old photographs and find out a lot of resources online through the archives. And then we have Wild Cortez, which was the satellite sort of natural history centers and Ecolab, and that's at the Linnea Education Center. So that's our offsite, permanent offsite space, and it's got wonderful displays of animals and a lot about the ecology and climate change and species at risk. And they're preparing a new show as well coming up in May. But right now we're busy mounting a new show, which is photographs by photographer, writer Anne Rosenberg, also known as Annie. And she and Laura Balducci stepped into the role as a guest curator. And it's about the people that have touched Anne's life, and in words and in images, the connection she's made through the community here. So they're portraits of the people she's met. Some present, some deceased, some passed on. But Annie's gesture very much from the heart about her feelings about Cortez.
Reflecting Light is now on display at the Cortez Island Museum. What are the opening hours?
Currently, they are Friday and Saturdays, noon till 4 o'clock. We have a student coming in to host and interpret as well. We'll have longer hours, and that happens about in June. We'll be operating 5 days a week.
The online archival project that was just completed, how long did that take?
I think it was a 2-year project. They got wonderful funding to support the digitization of 4,000 historic photographs from the collection.
Tell me more about the current employment opportunities at the museum.
We are looking for programs and events coordinator. We have shows here at the museum and at Wild Cortez, and we have outdoor exhibits, and we partner with Misty Isles in the summer with their historic cruises. There's a lot of growth and opportunity to engage the community with a programmer who can organize events, can think creatively in a sense of how to link what we do here at the Museum and Archives and bring different people into the space and bring what we do here out. So it's like a dialogue.
Like a community liaison.
Exactly. Cortez School is like right across the street. And if we can engage the kids more, that would be a perfect role for a programmer. But right now it's just like a minimum five-month contract position.
Are there other ways the community may get involved with the museum?
There's lots of different ways. We welcome people's thoughts about what we could be doing better and involve the Clahoose First Nation. It's a priority and a responsibility that we have here. I'm just starting the role, so just taking small steps and taking it slowly. I think the tendency is to want to come in with ideas about what things ought to be, but I think you have to acknowledge the work that's been done because it's run very well.
Tell me more about this new framework the museum is following.
I think the museum recognizes a wish to engage the community on different levels. And one of the ways is through exhibitions. And if you have an idea for a show that you would like to propose, we welcome that from the community. And this show that's coming up on Sunday that will be opening is the result of Anne Rosenberg coming forward and saying, I have these photographs that I'd love to share at the museum with the community. So it's a different curatorial practice. Yeah, guest curators would come in and with support of the museum, create a show, mount a show based on a theme or a subject.
The current exhibit, Reflecting Light, is that the first display following this new framework?
few years ago, Judith Williams created a show called, Refuge Cove. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was a beautiful show. I remember that one. And it was different. It was a combination of her personal work, her paintings, as well as an archival. So there is an archival or historic quality, which was in keeping, you know, with the museum's mandate. And I think she did a course on curatorial practices, trying to generate or create like a core of people who had experience in curation or train them. So it's a way of training people about how to mount a show, how to create a show, in the hopes that they would go out into the community and bring these ideas back into the museum.
Do you think museums across the country are experiencing similar transitions?
Yeah, I think museums are at a bit of a crossroads. They're at a time of self-evaluation, how to engage community on different levels, and what does a museum, how does a museum function? What is its role? And it has multiple roles. And that's why I think there's always room for it to grow.
The Reflecting Light exhibition is now open. Museum hours and location are posted at CortezMuseum.com. Lonnie Taylor, CKTZ News, Cortez Island.
CKTZ News is brought to you by the Local Journalism Initiative, the program funded by Heritage Canada and administered through the Community Radio Fund of Canada.